Brooking began his diagnosis with bipolar disorder and described it as follows. Bipolar disorder means that this young man suffers from tremendous mood swings, going from manic highs to stupor-level depressive lows. I will diagnose depressed type because that is characteristically where he stays most of the time. His manic highs are usually drug-induced and short-lived. For the last 3 or 4 years, Ronnie has been seriously depressed, living in the back room of his mama's house, sleeping most of the time, working very, very little, and totally dependent on those around him for his upkeep. He's come out of the house 3 or 4 times and made major moves as though he were going to rehabilitate himself, but they've never worked out. Brooking also diagnosed a paranoid personality disorder because of a pervasive and unwarranted suspiciousness and mistrust of people, hypersensitivity, and restricted affectivity. And for good measure, he added alcohol and substance dependence. His prognosis was guarded, and he concluded by saying, "This young man has never gotten it together since he left home more than 10 years ago. His life has been a series of problems and devastating crises. He continues to try and get his feet on solid ground, but so far he has never been able to make it." Brooking's job was to evaluate Ron, not to treat him. By the late summer of 1983, Ron's mental condition was worsening, and he was not getting the help he needed. Long-term, institutionalized psychotherapy was required, but the family couldn't afford it, the state couldn't provide it, and Ron wouldn't agree to it anyway. His application to East Central University included a request for financial aid. The request was granted, and he was notified that a check was available at the business office of the school. He arrived to pick it up in his usual unkempt condition with long hair and a mustache, accompanied by 2 other shady characters, both of whom seemed very interested in the prospect of Ron getting some money. The check was made payable to Ron, but also to an officer of the school. Ron was in a hurry, but he was told to wait in a long line. He felt the money was rightfully his, and he didn't feel like waiting. His 2 buddies were anxious to get the cash, so Ron quickly forged the name of the school official. He left with $300. The forgery was witnessed by Nancy Carson, the wife of Rick Carson, Ron's childhood friend who was an Ada policeman. Mrs. Carson worked in the business office and had known Ron for many years. She was appalled at what she had just seen, so she called her husband. An official from the college knew the Williamson family. He drove straight to Juanita's beauty shop and told her about Ron's forgery. If she would reimburse the school the $300, no criminal charges would be pursued. Juanita quickly wrote a check for the money and went to find her son. The following day, Ron was arrested for uttering a forged instrument, a felony that carried a maximum prison sentence of 8 years. He was placed in the Pontotoc County Jail. He could not post bail, and his family couldn't help him.